And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 4th of August, 2015. 1830, on this date, the plans for the city of Chicago were first laid out. There was a commission was appointed to make plans for a canal to connect the Chicago, the Des Plaines rivers, lay out some surrounding streets. The surveyor, James Thompson, drew up the first map covering just about 3/8 of a square mile. The city had a population of fewer than 100 people at the time, but it was the first official recognition of the municipality of Chicago, which thrived, of course. 1848, the canal opened up a waterway from Lake Michigan to the Mississippi. First rail line came through the same year. Mail order retailers sprang up, Montgomery Ward, Sears, Roebuck, huge feedlots and slaughterhouses, and the city was on its way. It's the birthday of Louis Armstrong, 1901, in New Orleans, in a very poor neighborhood called Storyville. He sang for pennies on the streets of the city. He would scoop up the coins, stuff them in his mouth so the bigger boys couldn't steal them, and they gave him the nickname Satchel Mouth, later shortened to Satchmo. He worked for a family of Russian Jews, the Karnofskys. They were delivering coal to apartments and rooms. They were very kind to him. They helped him buy a tin trumpet. And because of the Karnofskys, Louis Armstrong wore a Star of David pendant for the rest of his life. As a teenager, he played dances and funerals and played on the riverboats. He got to play with Bix Beiderbecke and Sidney Bechet, King Oliver, who took him to Chicago in 1924, whereupon Louis Armstrong formed his own band, the Hot Five, made more than 60 records between 1925 and 1928, which influenced everybody who followed after him. It's the birthday of Percy Bysshe Shelley, born in Sussex, England, 1792. Grew up in a wealthy family, went off to Oxford. They kicked him out of school for writing risque poetry and for being an atheist, and his family cut him off financially at the age of 19. He eloped to Scotland with a 16-year-old bride. He abandoned her in favor of Mary Godwin, and they went off to Europe. When he had some very productive years, he wrote Adonis, an elegy for John Keats, and Prometheus Unbound, a drama in verse. Died before he was 30, trying to sail along the coast of Spain. It's the birthday of the poet Robert Hayden, born in Detroit, 1913. Went to work for the Federal Writers Project, studying black history and folk culture. Became the first African-American to become poet laureate. And it's the birthday of Barack Obama, the author and 44th president, born in Honolulu in 1961. Here's a poem for today by Tom Hennen, Clouds Rise Like Fish. During July on the prairie, the pine tree stands alone on the main street of a disintegrating country town. Its needles pump all day, still it cannot turn all the passing carbon monoxide into anything useful. On its trunk, ants are stuck in the rosin. From its top, we can see the dark clouds and the blue sky. The island in the lake drifts even farther from shore. Heat increases. The afternoon begins its insect hum. We can tell a storm is coming by looking into each other's eyes. A poem by Tom Hennen, Clouds Rise Like Fish, from Darkness Sticks to Everything, published by Copper Canyon Press. Used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.